Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy June. I'm Caroline Phipps for Berkshire Style. I'd like to preview some stories we feature on the Berkshire Style website this week. We forget that Mozart is not just a bust placed on a piano, says Yehuda Hanani, as he explains the mystery ingredient behind the continuing success of Close Encounters with Music, the chamber music series he founded and has led for the past three decades. We have a fascinating interview with the founder and music director of Close Encounters with Music. We hope you are staying safe and happy. We have some entertainment suggestions for your enjoyment, all in person this week. You can find times and links to these happenings this week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is up to date. Spongy Moths, an interpretive walk at the Carey Institute main campus in Millbrook, New York. Have you noticed the boom in spongy moth caterpillars? Are you interested in learning what's going on from an ecological perspective? This weekend, there will be an interpretive spongy moth walk on the grounds of the Millbrook campus. Discover the history of this invasive forest pest, how it is impacting trees and forests, and when we can expect the outbreak to collapse. This walk will introduce participants to the life stages of the spongy moth, and you will stroll through impacted oak forests to observe defoliation. Spongy Moths, an interpretive walk at the Carey Institute main campus in Millbrook, New York. 13th annual Litchfield Hills Brewfest at Ski Sundown in New Hartford, Connecticut. Join the 13th annual Litchfield Hills Brewfest at Ski Sundown. Sample specialty beers, wines, microbrews, cider, and moonshine from more than 90 vendors. There will also be live music from Organized Chaos, silent auctions, and raffles. Food is available to purchase from a variety of vendors. Non-alcoholic sampling will also be available to enjoy. 13th Annual Litchfield Hills Brewfest at Ski Sundown in New Hartford, Connecticut. Museum Gone Mad. Irreverent illustrations at the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. You won't want to miss this bash, celebrating the summer's most fun and irreverent exhibition. What? Me Worry? The Art and Humor of Mad Magazine. Mingle with some of Mad's gang of artists, illustrators, comic creators, writers, collectors, and co-curator, satirical illustrator, Stephen Browner. Laugh with comedian Kevin Bartini, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, The Daily Show, The Colbert Report, and comedy writer for HBO, Comedy Central, and MSNBC. Take mad and rad photo ops with Berkshire Photo Booth, enjoy madly creative catering from Kate Baldwin, and other cheeky surprises. Wear your mad, festive, outrageous party attire, or not, but certainly wear something. Museum Gone Mad. Irreverent illustrations at the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Ian Spencer Bell, The Many Faces of Love, at Chesterwood in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Isadora Duncan once danced in the garden at Chesterwood in the summer of 1898 when she called on Daniel Chester French to advise her on classical costumes. This weekend, dancer, poet and choreographer Spencer Bell will reconstruct Duncan's famous solo, The Many Faces of Love, with live music by a classical pianist set in the magical gardens. Bell learned the Duncan choreography from third-generation Duncan dancer Laurie Bellilove, founder and director of Isadora Duncan Dance Foundation and Company in New York City. Ian Spencer Bell, The Many Faces of Love at Chesterwood in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. The Great Country Mutt Show, Little Guild fundraiser at Lime Rock Park in Lakeville, Connecticut. The Little Guild's Great Country Mutt Show is a Westminster-style dog show that celebrates all breeds and creeds. Yes, purebred dogs are welcome too. There is an opportunity for everyone's beloved dog to compete under the big tent. Categories include Most Unidentifiable Mix, Sweetest Pair of Dogs, Best Ears, Best Lap Dog Over 40 Pounds, Best Kisser, and Waggiest Tail. The show finishes with a Best In-Show Parade for all participating dogs. You can register your dog for two favorite categories and the parade. The Great Country Mutt Show, Little Guild Fundraiser at Lime Rock Park in Lakeville, Connecticut. Our favorite thing. And of course, it's the same. The Great Country Mutt Show. Own a mutt, any kind of mutt, from the bluest of blood to a multi-generational, multi-breed, superior in every way variety? Then you might want to make your way this weekend to the Great Country Mutt Show at Lime Rock Park on Sunday, the dog show that celebrates dogs of all styles and all creeds. Berkshire Kitchen, rhubarb custard pie. A delightful way to utilize this standard of old New England gardens. There are different takes on rhubarb pie, with strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, lattice top, crumble top crust, or top crust. Chef Leon has created his own version, his own recipe. Out on a limb, I probably went decades without using an exclamation point. My form of writing is supposed to be informative and not emotional, so the exclamation point doesn't find much use in a newspaper. Move over to the internet and the world warms up. I have been littering my messages with exclamation points for a couple of years now, even though I feel guilty every time I reach into my punctuation toolbox and come out with one. Catherine reflects. Inner elegance. The seduction of bad news. If it bleeds, it leads. Despite the many good things that happen, we tend to focus disproportionately on the negative aspects of life. Why is that? And what can we do to shift our focus to the positive for our benefit and the benefit of our world? I, Caroline Phipps, explore the seduction of negativity. History's lens. Haying season was serious business in the 19th and early 20th centuries. This undated picture from the turn of the last century shows a break in the action on the Dean Farm in South Canaan. The men have already cut the hay and it has been dried for a day or two before being raked into windrows for more drying. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone. We are an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a wonderful week and enjoy this month and its glorious weather. And until next time, I'm Caroline Phipps.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.